Right, so you've both been on the field trip to the River Cole. How are you getting on with the report?
We've made a start, but we're still trying to decide on the main focus. There's so much data.
Yeah, we measured so many things: dissolved oxygen, pH, turbidity, nitrate levels, even macroinvertebrates.
Well, the brief says you need to link your findings to a specific environmental issue. Have you thought about that?
We were thinking of looking at the impact of the new housing development upstream. But I'm not sure we have enough evidence.
Actually, that's a good angle, but you might find it easier to focus on agricultural runoff. There's a lot of farmland in the catchment, and your nitrate readings were quite high, weren't they?
Yes, especially at Site 3, near the drainage ditch. So you think we should make that the central theme?
It would give you a clear narrative. You can discuss how farming practices affect water quality and what might be done about it.
Okay, that makes sense. So the research focus is agricultural pollution. But we also need to describe our sampling methods.
Yes, and be precise. I noticed in your draft you said you used a dip sample at each site. Is that correct?
Well, we took a sample from the bank, but we also waded in to get one from midstream. So it wasn't just a simple dip.
Exactly. You actually used a composite sampling method, combining water from different points across the river. That's more representative. You need to correct that in the report.
Right, we'll change it to composite sampling. I'll make a note.
Good. Now, what about your results? Anything unexpected?
Actually, yes. We assumed the water quality would be worse downstream, near the town, but the lowest dissolved oxygen was at Site 2, which is in the middle of the farmland.
That is interesting. Why do you think that was?
We think it's because of fertilizer runoff causing algal blooms, which then decompose and use up oxygen.
A plausible explanation. Make sure you discuss that in your analysis. It's a key finding.
We will. We also need to include a data chart. What kind would you recommend?
Since you're comparing multiple parameters across several sites, a clustered bar chart would work well. It'll show the variations clearly.
Okay, we'll do a bar chart. Now, about the division of work, we need to sort out who does what.
I think I should write the methods and results sections, since I have all the field notes.
Fine. Then I'll take the introduction and the discussion. But we both need to work on the conclusion.
That seems fair. And don't forget the abstract, that should be a joint effort too, right at the end.
Yes, we'll do that together. What about the deadline? Is it still the 15th?
No, I've extended it to the 22nd, because of the bank holiday. But don't leave it to the last minute.
We won't. We'll aim to have a draft by the 18th, so we can review it.
Good plan. One more thing, make sure you reference the standard methods for water quality testing. It adds credibility.
Will do. Thanks for the advice.